It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. 2024 has been a record-breaking year for anti-trans legislation in the United States. But last week, after all the culture war campaign attack ads had come to an end, the trans community came together to celebrate joy at the Miss Trans USA pageant in Wisconsin. This event wasn't just about crowns and sashes. It was about empowerment and highlighting the challenges and triumphs of transgender people across the country. We're joined now by Miss Trans Illinois 2024, Colton Baumgartner. She's an actress, filmmaker, and author who lives in Granite City. Colton's also running for Granite City Mayor. Colton, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I want to get to some of the more heavy topics that I know are on a lot of people's minds, but let's start a little lighter. You participated, I guess it was in your first pageant last year. What was that experience like doing that for the first time?
It was really new. It was such a great experience just to really get a sense that I wasn't alone in this. And the fact that we're really representing our communities all around the country because we are human just like everyone else in the pursuit of happiness. And it really was a great experience for me to really understand the life that I knew I really am and how experiencing certain things, especially with rights and human rights, it's been a learning experience as well. And really showing the nation that me personally, as Miss Trans Illinois, I'm proud of who I am, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to show this beautiful state that I live in. So many laws for the people, and really showing that we, the people, are in control of our lives. And I'm just grateful for the platform because it really helped get a lot of nonprofit organizations the visibility that they need. And one organization that I was so honored to represent was called Elevated Access, where they give access to healthcare from states that say it's illegal for an abortion or gender-affirming care and fly them free to states that it is legal for those rights. And I really love to represent that to show that we, the people, are in this together. And it's a human need. It's not because of a political rhetoric going on in the country.
I want to play a clip now. This is Miss Trans Oregon, 62-year-old Billy McBride. She's originally from Arkansas, where she transitioned in the 1980s. And here she is speaking with Oregon Public Broadcasting earlier this month. She shared why she wanted to participate in the Miss Trans USA pageant.
I am finding out what this is about. It is an avenue. It is not the end for me if I do not win it. If I do win it, it will be a hook for national media. But if it's not, I will continue my efforts. One of my greatest accomplishments is speaking to high school groups, the GSA groups, rainbow groups, to go in as an adult and to say these simple words. I transitioned 40 years ago. You can have a long, successful, happy life. I've proven it, and I'm here to tell you about it.
So she mentioned GSA, Gay Straight Alliance. So this, the pageant is, I gather, largely judged on activism and what you've given back to your community. What do you hope to give back in Illinois?
I hope to give back that when people look at who I am and what I represent, is that we're all human. And the fact that I am who I am doesn't really define everything about me, because I do so much more for my community as well as people around in a lot of areas to show that we're really progressing as citizens and really to be a model for trans people to show that, you know, you can live a great life and you can be that beacon of hope genuinely. And that's really what I want to show to everyone, especially people in Illinois.
So I wonder if there was an inflection point for you right? You could have chosen a quiet life, but you're choosing to be very public with this pageant and now running for office. Was there an inflection point for you where you said, this is something I want to, you know, where this cause is important to me as a cause and not just who I am personally?
Well, to be completely honest, especially with everything going on in the election turnout with everyone's rights and that, it really was one of those things where it's like getting more knowledge. I'm the type of person that I can't just stand back and not do anything about it. I'm a doer. I know I have the ability, the knowledge and experience to really help my community out. And the more knowledge I'm getting, as you probably know, on my campaign website, we source your website to show certain things that are happening in communities around here that people just need to get more knowledge about. If anything, I'm just getting the word out there a little bit more. The fact that I am a trans woman, maybe nationally, to show that this town is an amazing town that really is looking for change. And it just needs a little bit more of that support and backing from organizations all around the country to show that, you know, we're in this together. It's about the people, for the people, by the people. And there's been a large disconnect from the local government to its people for too long. And really showing the need.
Yes. All right, we need to take a break. I'm sorry to interrupt. We are going to continue with Colton Baumgartner, who, as you can probably tell from that, is a candidate or running for mayor of Granite City, Illinois. She's also an actress, a filmmaker, and an author, and is Miss Trans Illinois 2024. More to come with Colton Baumgartner after a short break. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us. It's the 21st Show. I am Brian Mackey, and we are talking with Colton Baumgartner, Miss Trans Illinois 2024. She's also running for the mayor of Granite City, Illinois. You can join our conversation for the last part of our show at 800-222-9455. What did you think of how the discussion of trans people and trans issue played out in the election this year, especially if you're part of the LGBTQ community, or maybe you have loved one or a friend who's trans? We'd love to hear from you at 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. All right, Colton, after this year's election, the Democrats are trying to find explanations for their loss to Trump. One of the things that some moderate Democrats have saying is that culture war attacks from Republicans, specifically all those ads that Republicans aired in swing states attacking Democrats in general and Kamala Harris in particular on transgender issues, worked. They're saying they worked. On the other hand, we heard Democratic Governor Andy Beshear of Kentucky this week saying that he has vetoed numerous anti-LGBTQ pieces of legislation and still beat what he said was, quote, Mr. Trump's handpicked candidate last fall. I wonder what you think of this debate as it's happening now in the Democratic Party about how to respond to Republican attacks on trans people and trans issues.
Well, to be completely honest, the one thing about the visibility about trans people and the community right now, we don't really have a lot of positive visibility in that community. As you can see with the DNC, there was about zero speakers there at the DNC. So there's a lot of things that both sides can really do to kind of get the word out there that really we're the people in this just as much as everyone else having a voice and a vote in anything. The one unique thing about the rhetoric that the other side is kind of portraying is that that's what it is, rhetoric. It's not really based off facts at all. Like, for example, very few trans youth competing in high school sports. Even if there were a lot of trans people in the athletic ability, just like everyone else, there is no evidence that shows that trans youth pose any threat to the safety or fairness. So it's really just made up rhetoric in a lot of cases, that being people in these communities, having families with kids and everything, it's really us trying to be accepted as humans. We're living our life. We all have this pursuit of happiness, and we're all living in this together. And it needs to come out of the whole sense that it's one way or another when we're all in this together.
You know, I think one thing you do point out there, the Democrats were not putting trans people or trans issues sort of front and center in their campaigns this year. It was Republicans doing that. I wonder one of the things I've seen pointed out is, like, why does Kamala Harris have she, her in her Twitter bio, for example? I wonder, does that matter to you, that sort of representation or inclusivity? If it is something that, you know, as some people have speculated, may have cost her some votes or something like that?
Well, honestly, inclusivity and being visible in the community is really important on multiple levels. If someone is for and being an ally for this community, I think it's great publicity, it's great visibility, it's great representation. But actions speak louder than words. And we really got to make sure that we're doing things that really last longer than just a word. We need to really act in our ways to show that we can fight for each other's rights. And that's really what it comes down to, is that positive image as well as effort, so that we can really show that we're in this together. I know I keep on saying that like it's a broken record, but we really are. We're all humans in this, and we're in this together.
As I think I mentioned earlier, 2024 was another record-breaking year for anti-trans legislation in state legislatures across the country. Illinois, on the other hand, is talking about expanding or at least reinforcing protections for people who are trans ahead of Trump's second term. What are your, or do you have concerns about the upcoming Trump administration?
Honestly, there is concerns, you know, and I think that's just with anyone just a little bit worried about their rights. And that's the one thing about America that makes America great, is that it's the land of the free. And it's really amazing to be able to be a part of a state, especially Illinois, that really looks out for its people. And you can see that with the laws that they're passing and with our rights as healthcare and everything to do with that. So it really shows that we all, especially a country, can work together to help each other out in certain situations. And that's why I loved the nonprofit that I represented as Miss Trans Illinois, because it really was taking that to a fact where people would get help in states that it wasn't legal and fly them for free to the healthcare that they deserve in states that it is legal. And that right there shows that us as people are more connected than the federal government to its people. And I'm just grateful to be in a state that it is one of the sanctuary states, and that we are looking out for our people. And I'm just grateful to be in this opportunity right now, especially with the election turnout and the opportunity I can be in right now, especially in this local election, because it being a nonpartisan election race, that's kind of rare in an essence of today, because a lot of races are partisan. And with who I am, I'm actually I'm an independent, because I'm on both sides. I'm on the people's side, where if there is a need, we need to fix it as a community to help that situation out. And I'm grateful to be in this position to be able to hopefully help out not only my community here in Granite City, but also show that we are open for change and we're open to embrace the world instead of us against the world. And that's a lot of the rhetoric about what's going on right now.
I saw an Associated Press story with a headline, "Trump pledged to roll back protections for transgender students. They're flooding crisis hotlines." I wonder what you're hearing in the community.
I can honestly say I'm hearing the same thing. I'm getting messages from concerned parents and their children, as well as trans individuals. And really what I can say is that, you know, be unapologetically yourself, and us as humans will progress. The oppressed will not progress. We need to show that we are here and we're here to stay. And one great thing is that a lot of people are moving from states that are against them and their rights and moving to states that are for them. And I'm really grateful to at least be that beacon of hope for other people around the country or state to show that, you know, we are here and we're for you.
This election, let me take a moment. Actually, let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show, and we are speaking with Colton Baumgartner, who is Miss Trans Illinois 2024. She's also running for mayor in Granite City, Illinois. So this election, we saw Delaware's Sarah McBride become the first transgender person that we know of anyway, elected to Congress. Here in Illinois, a trans woman was elected to the Carbondale City Council and the Decatur School Board in recent years. What are some of the issues that are important to you as you are seeking to become mayor of Granite City?
Well, one of the big concerns for me is that I want to start a family here. And as I learn more, I see that certain things in this local government has been mismanaged and really not for the people and only for the special interest. And I want to bring it back to where we, the people, are the ones that got them elected into office. So they should be serving us and our needs. And we need to bring it back to that we're all in this together. I felt the love here, and I fell in love with this town because of its historical history of being one of the leading producers of steel in America for over 50 years, as well as the community that's so loving with that small town value, because there was a time a tree fell down in my backyard and my neighbors came and helped cut it up, as well as having a broken down car. People here are there to help each other out. And I really just want to bring that connection back to the people, by the people. And I'm so grateful to be in this opportunity now to really fight for us. And hopefully in the future, if and when I'm elected, I will do as much as I can for the people to really have a great turnout for our city for many generations.
Is there a specific, you mentioned some of the things you mentioned that there was mismanagement in your view of in city mm-hmm. government. Is there something in particular you can point to?
Well, from just one of many things, I guess you can say that the mismanagement of funds, especially the city funds, we sold our water and waste treatment plant recently. It was one of our assets to pay off pensions from people, from other people in other administrations that no one even took accountability for. And the whole fact that us as the people now are paying for that with high bills, as well as not having the choice for different garbage situation companies, it's just really going against the people. And I'm really just wanting to bring the facts out there to show that we, the people, have a vote and a voice in what's happening in this local government. There was only a 16% turnout in the last mayoral race, and that's technically 3,500 people out of 21,000 people that live here. And if anything, I just want to get a bigger voter turnout rate so that people really know they have a voice in local elections. Yes, the national elections are a little harder to feel like you have that voice, but local elections, you really do.
We're coming to the end of our time together, just a couple of minutes left. One of the reasons I think that we talked about the advertising campaign that the Republicans ran this year, $215 million, tens of thousands of ads. People who are trans are a relatively small part of our population. I would guess a lot of people listening to us right now might not know a trans person, or at least don't know mm-hmm. they know a trans person. What do you want people to understand about your experience?
Well, the fact that we're all human, we're all in this pursuit of happiness. And if, say, I were would have the opportunity to be elected, I would tell everyone that I am your trans friend. You do know someone that is trans, and I am here to answer any questions or any concerns that you would have. But really, it comes down to us all being human, and we're in this together. It's all in the pursuit of happiness. And I hope to meet new people that are interested and that are just interested in the fact of knowing a person like this, because really it's just knowing their neighbor, their family member, it's their child, it's really everyone in this. So I really just want to show that this is who I am, but it's a very small portion of who I am because I do so much. And that's the point. We're all human.
Bolton Baumgartner is Miss Trans Illinois 2024. She's also a candidate for the mayor of Granite City, Illinois. Colton, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your story with us on the 21st show.
Thank you so much.
That's all the time we have for today and this week. Coming up on Monday, Democrats are still debating why they lost to Donald Trump and the Republicans in this year's election and what they should do to regain power. We'll talk about that with former Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos, one of the relatively small number of Democrats who ever won a district that also went for Trump. Before we go, will you join our texting group? It's a great way to keep in touch with us. We love putting questions out there, seeking your views and comments, and sharing them on the show. You can join by sending the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to the number 217-803-0730. Again, just text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. You can also email us, talk@21stshow.org is the address. And that and every other way to contact us is on our website, 21stshow.org. The 21st Show is produced by Anna Casey, Christine Hatfield, and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Coulson Khan. Technical direction and engineering from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey.